So the interesting thing that I can tell you tonight is that Carlton, like a lot of other clubs, are sounding out, going through a process of sounding out potential suitors to be both senior assistant coaches and assistant coaches
right.
for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the weird thing here is that Carlton are in the middle of, or just about to start, an external review of the football department. Yep. So Brad Lloyd, who's being reviewed as part of that, is doing interviews with potential assistant coaches for next year. The name that I have been told by several people that is high up on Carlton's hit list is a guy who played 250-plus games at the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
He was captain, Jared, and he's now assistant coach, Chris Newman. Chris Newman finishes...
Highly credentialed and highly thought of. But, gee, the Hawks would be filthy, wouldn't they? They'd kind of keep going back to the same well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they've poached a few from the Hawks. Just at the top of my head now, what they've got, Brendan Bolton, obviously that didn't work
Andrew
out.
Andrew Russell. Didn't they get the club psych as well?
Yeah, that's right. Tara Kavanagh is her name. Highly regarded in psychology. She moved from Hawthorn to Carlton as well. Now, Chris Newman went straight from playing into being an assistant. Many people thought that he was an assistant at Richmond after. He wasn't. Went straight to Hawthorn. After a year, he was doing so well, Jared, that they made him coach at Box Hill.
Mm.
And they just come off a horrible year, Box Hill. The next year, they made a prelim. The next year, they won the flag.
Mm.
He was named VFL Coach of the Year in that year, in 2017, when they made the prelim. He is as highly regarded as they come. Now, the interesting thing here, just as a sidebar, Chris Newman is very close friends and an ally of Sam Mitchell.
Right.
Who's out of contract as well.
Okay.
Now, some people at Hawthorn have told me today that if Sam Mitchell was to become an assistant coach, a senior coach next year somewhere other than Hawthorn, that he would take Chris Newman with him. So this is the difficulty that a club like Carlton finds themselves in.
Mm.
They can't, unfortunately, I know people were thinking, how can they be hiring blokes or interviewing blokes and they're going through a review? The unfortunate thing here for Carlton is they can't wait for the review to be done. The review potentially.
Well, they're going to have to.
Yeah, but Jared, they can't.
Because
let's just say
David Teague loses his job.
Yeah.
And they appoint Ross Lyon.
Yep.
I can tell you now, Ross Lyon won't be going there and being told who his assistant coaches are. He's gone down that track. I would be strongly of the view that if they could convince Ross Lyon, this is any club rather than just Carlton, if they could convince somebody like Ross Lyon or Alistair Clarkson, one of the absolute top enders.
Nathan Buckley.
They are going to say, well, that's fine, but I'm bringing my own team.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one, Jared. I don't disagree with you. And you know that I've been quite critical of Carlton in recent times. But I also think that the club can't be seen to be just sitting on its hands waiting for a review to tell them that in September, hey, you guys need a whole bunch of new assistant coaches. And they turn around and say, well, all the good ones have been signed up.
Well, quite clearly, they may need to come up with a preliminary finding on the senior coach to make that all work.
Well, this is the tough
thing,
Jared.
Appoint the senior coach within a month and say, okay, bang, you're in.
I don't think they can appoint the senior coach while the review's going on. That's just
But
the
they could do a preliminary finding of the... I mean, ultimately, as you've just enunciated, there are absolutely flow-on effects that need to be triggered off by the senior coach either staying or going.
Yep, I agree.
And so I think that probably needs to be brought forward as quickly as possible to allow all these other appointments to go forward.
Jared, don't you and I know a bloke that played a lot of footy with Chris Newman?
Richo, it's all interesting stuff. You know Chris Newman, and trust me, there is something else that Scoop's keeping from us. I'm not quite sure what it is. He's still got something there.
He's been just working away. He hasn't talked to us while we've been sitting.
Oh, you've been eavesdropping as well, have you?
I have been, yeah. No, Chris, hugely respected at Richmond. Took over, obviously, the captaincy in 2009 and then helped.
Was he your captain? Or
yeah, last year.
Last year, okay.
And then, obviously, Dimmer started in 2010, where he was captain for the next 3 years. And they were really important years for Richmond.
They're developing, weren't they?
Developing, young list. So they went from basically the bottom to just on the edge of finals under Newey. And then they played finals the next 3 years when Trent Cotchin took over. But Newey was the captain through that transitional phase. Really important for Damien Hardwick through that phase to build up and bring those guys through. So no surprise that he's highly regarded. He's a terrific guy. And he's ticked every box, hasn't he? He's coached his own team, as you said, VFL Coach of the Year, Premiership, and Senior Assistant. Like, he's just, the trajectory is there, isn't it?
Do you see him as a senior coach at some stage down the track? And like most people, they may have ambition, but I think the smarter ones, just let it happen. Don't chase it and don't charge down the door.
Well, he's just ticking all the boxes, you know, along the way. He's been a captain, he's been a leader, he's been a VFL coach, he's coached his own team, obviously senior assistant under a great coach at Hawthorn in Al Clarkson. So he's certainly putting together a CV to do the job.
You got to feel for the Hawks just a little bit. Think about the names. Hardwick, Cameron.
Simpson.
Fagan.
Yeah. It's a
Beveridge. Oh, there's another premiership coach. And now they've got two of their guns who they have.
It's a finishing school
nursed.
For assistant coaches.
It's what happens. So if you have success, you look at, Richmond over recent years, Craig McRae's.
Brett Ratton.
Gone to Brett Hawthorn. Ratton, you've got Ben Rutten at Essendon. Blake Carosella was at Richmond for a time. So they want to pinch them from the clubs that have had success, don't they?